You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 164. And today, I want to show you how to identify your best performing offer so you stop working so hard and get much better traction in your sales. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Profit Amplifier, Melanie Benson. And I'm excited to share today's episode with you because it seems like the beginning of a year when this episode's airing is always this really poignant time that everybody starts looking at how am I going to make the next 12 months better than the last 12 months or maybe even the last decade, right? And so today I'm going to unpack what I call your unique profit amplifier. It's something I've been working with clients on for the last 15 years, but it's really come to a head because a lot of things have been changing in the marketplaces that we serve, especially if you do a lot of business online. And so there's no more important time than right now to dig a little deeper, figure out what's working to drive your best sales. So let me explain what the unique profit amplifier is and how you go about finding yours. And when I work with clients, when they show up in my first strategy session or they get the Profit Explosion Toolkit and they book a supercharged session with me, what I notice right away is most people don't really know what is selling the best, what's producing the best revenue. Now, with a unique profit amplifier, there's a key concept. And this key concept is you have to know what, when you sell it, takes the least amount of effort, but produces the greatest profit. And there's a couple different ways we might measure profit, and I'll unpack that in a minute. The key around unique profit amplifier, and I really want to kind of focus on this word amplifier, is it should be amplifying your results, which means ultimately you're not delivering something that takes you 10 times longer to deliver than the revenue you're producing. So this is the first thing I look for is, do you know what this is and are you focused on it? If you're not focused on your unique profit amplifier, chances are you're spending 80% of your time on offerings that produce 20% of your results. Write that down. Most people are spending 80% of their time on offerings that are producing less than 20% of the results. Why would we do that? Well, sometimes people get distracted and they're chasing lots of things that aren't working. Sometimes people have been working with mentors who are well-meaning but have been caught up in a formula and they're teaching everybody that formula, but that's not your best producing offer, right? It's something that may work in for a lot of people, but it's not your formula. And this is why I call it a unique profit amplifier, is because everybody has their own unique stamp. They have their own unique formula that's going to work for them when you understand the three pillars of a unique profit amplifier. Now, I'm hitting the high notes here because we keep the podcast episodes short and punchy because I want you to listen in while you're driving or while you're on the treadmill at the gym or walking your dog or however you listen to podcasts. And we're going to unpack this in a greater way. I'm going to do an entire virtual workshop, which if you attended the last one, you know it was really powerful. They're called Amplify Virtual Workshop. If you go to amplifyyoursuccessworkshop.com, you will see how to get access and save your seat. Right now, I'm making these workshops free, but in the future, we will be charging. So don't wait. Jump in there and grab your seat for the current Amplify Your Success Workshop. And here's what you can get started on right away. You don't have to get to wait for the workshop to get started on this piece. So first of all, your unique profit amplifier is based on your superpower. Now, if you're not familiar with that term, basically your superpower is the thing that you do better than anyone else, the way you do it for the people you do it for. And usually your superpower is, it's like something that is so easy for you, but other people really struggle with it. And we might have to fine tune a little bit because sometimes people are like, well, you know, I cook this recipe better than everyone else, right? Well, if you're selling recipes and you're in the health industry, great. But if you're not, you might be wondering, how do I translate these things to superpowers? Look, in your business, there is something you do that you do really amazing, but you need to learn how to package it and monetize it. And so if you don't know what that is yet, that's a whole nother episode for another time. We'll be getting into that later in the year. Certainly something if you want to reach out, I can help you individually and customize that for you. But I'm going to assume for the sake of today's episode, you know what it is and you already have an offering that allows your clients to experience the magic you provide and it gives them a massive value in return. So when your superpower is being activated, it's also really joyful for you. I was talking with a friend of mine. I interviewed him earlier this year. His name is Mitch Russo, and he has the whole Power Tribes thing, which is about certifications programs. And he was telling me, he's like, my introductory step to work with me is so easy to deliver, but it's so, it gets such great results. It gets so much power for the client that I can charge a ridiculous amount of money. Now, that's the theme here. And that may ruffle your feathers a little bit and go, well, why should I charge a lot of money? Look, it's not about charging what it's not worth. It's about charging proportionately to the value and the result it can produce. And that leads us to a second pillar of your unique profit amplifier. It's easy to sell because it's solving a costly or really confronting problem your ideal clients are suffering with. And I think this really gets missed. And I want to call something to your attention. And let me tell you, I have been guilty of this. I have, it took me a long time to, you know, recover from some of these mistakes I made. And I've had some dear friends who are brilliant marketers that hit me over the head with this over and over and over again. If you are falling in love with the delivery system, how you get people results, chances are you are not communicating the outcomes. You're stuck in your features. You've fallen in love with your process. People don't buy process, they buy solutions. And we really need to understand what it is that people are searching for answers to and make sure that you're communicating how your offer delivers that to them. Now, maybe your business model is wrapped up in more of a, like, I provide people solutions to the dream. Great. But chances are you have to solve a problem to get them there. And that's part of what we have to really master this piece if we want to have a profit amplifier that works. So give you an example, probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago now, I was working with a client who she was in a service-based business, and she'd gotten very caught up in the, you know, kind of the current trend of having online memberships. And at that time, we didn't have podcasts and all the technology with Facebook and everything, but we did have like CDs of the month, and we had ability to create software. And she was spending thousands of dollars and a whole bunch of her time creating this process of the month club. And she was so caught up in the process of getting a client organized that she forgot she didn't create something that actually solved a meaningful problem for the level of investment she was asking for. So we flipped it and we shifted a couple of things in how she was delivering that first step. And we actually increased the initial investment the client made with her. And all of a sudden, all of her programs were full. Why? Because we had the right first step, which was super attractive to her ideal client, and it was solving a problem they needed. And this is where the third pillar comes in. It led them to recognize they needed additional support from her company. And pillar number three is you're delivering this initial step creates a need and clarity of how they need additional support with you. So for her, it oftentimes became the next step was a contract to fix other She was focused on systems and creating the procedures and the processes and the systems that make a company run smoothly. So she could illuminate for them the broken systems and processes that were costing money and deliver a contract over usually a year to 2 years that would fix that problem. So I want you to hear a very important piece. Ideally, your unique profit amplifier not only produces profit and is a revenue-producing opportunity that is easy for you to deliver, it leads to reoccurring revenue or ongoing work with the same client. That's the trifecta. That's where this really gets super juicy. And I've used this formula over and over and over again with clients. And it's so exciting to see the light bulb moment go off. I wish I could see yours when you work through this process and you start to go, oh my gosh, like I've been focusing on the wrong thing. I had an accountant client about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, who the first step before she actually joined my Amplify Mastermind, the first step she did was she hired me just for a strategy session. And this is what we do in the strategy session is I unpacked her unique profit amplifier. And she realized she'd been trying to grow the wrong part of her business. And she had right under her nose a $2,000 to $10,000 offer that actually delivered massive value. It produced real clarity for her clients where they could save money on their taxes each year. And she even had a way to explain that when they invested that upfront money, she would be able to provide 10 times that in their first year in savings for their taxes. So it's a no-brainer first offer. And about 8 out of 10 of those people became ongoing accounting and bookkeeping clients. So initial profit, reoccurring revenue. So it was a great way to build up the reoccurring side of the business. Now, I can't guarantee you're going to find the reoccurring revenue right away. That might be something that has to get resolved in your business. But ideally, the first step will produce reoccurring revenue, or sorry, will produce another step in your process. So here's another example. I want to give you two or three examples so you can start to see where this could work for you. I had a client who was in the training business, and she did mostly online trainings and a few in-person trainings throughout the year. So what we did was is we looked at how does she get them in the door in the first place, and she had something that was in place. It was like an introductory online course, and we just tweaked it a little bit so it was a little bit more powerful. And that course basically was so powerful to them, it was so catchy, it was so exciting that about 60% of the people that took that first course enrolled in the second courses. But what she realized was she didn't have the mechanism in place to move them easily from that first training into the other training. So we redesigned her, what we call the client journey, so that when she delivered that first workshop, the second workshop was easily integrated in terms of them saying yes and making the decision to buy. And it increased her revenue immediately by 35%, I think 36%. And then ongoing, she noticed it was starting to double and triple her revenue over the next couple years because she got better and better at moving people through that customer journey. So I want to set realistic expectations here. This isn't like an overnight fix for some people because you've got to kind of fix the customer journey. Maybe you got to fine tune the first offer. Maybe you don't even know what it is. You don't have something that is selling well yet. That's okay. All of this is fixable. What I would suggest you do, I want to give you an action. And this is an action that's super important. And if you join us in the workshop, we'll dig deeper into this. But you want to start testing and tracking. Where do people find me? What is the first thing I do with them that causes them to want more? Okay, so this has changed for me over the years. At one point in my journey, it was people took my Build Your Dream Team course or they took my Money DNA 2.0 program. Money DNA 2.0, I don't really focus on Build Your Dream Team as much anymore. It's there for people if they want it, but it's not where you know, I'm really focused on the growth of our work and our impact. But my Money DNA 2.0, I'm still radically in love with. I'm super passionate about because it's transforming the money mindset of people who are stuck because they don't know how to have a healthy relationship with money. And the course is so good that it leads to people saying, Melanie, how can I join your mastermind? How can I work with you in an ongoing way? How can I book a strategy session with you? So, and just so you know, that first step now is completely automated. So it's all on demand. And I walk people through with all automated sequences. Now, will that work for everyone? Maybe, maybe not. It's what's working for me. So those are the types of things that we want to look at for you. What's your unique profit amplifier? Here's why this is a game changer for you this year. I'll leave you with a couple. What happens if you don't do this? What I notice is people are spending a lot of time and energy chasing all kinds of ideas, and none of them are really gaining traction. And that's what's missing, right? Like if you're spinning your wheels and maybe you're working really long hours and you've got a whatever the idea of the month club going on in your head, it's like, oh, what if I did this? What if I did that? Chances are you don't really understand what your audience needs. And you're chasing a lot of bright, shiny objects that you see other people doing, but you don't know what your unique profit amplifier needs to be. Sometimes it's in our blind spot, and we have to have somebody shine the light on it who can see things with a little less distraction and can kind of see, cut right through your confusion and get to an opportunity. The second reason why you need a unique profit amplifier, and this is kind of a side benefit, is if you want to attract more clients, usually establishing a line in the sand and saying, this is what I do, helps you become well-known in your industry as a authority and an expert and the go-to person. And if you're chasing a lot of things, it's really hard to say, this is what they do, this is why you should go to them. And it may be why people are choosing your competition over you. So those are a couple of important reasons why finding your unique profit amplifier this year is really, really important. I would invite you to join us for this workshop. I'll go a little bit deeper and answer, because usually we get a flood of emails like, okay, Melanie, like, how do I do this? This is set up so you can ask the questions live during the workshop and really fine tune it. And also if you're looking for ways to work with me in a greater way, I'll let you know what those next steps are. But it's totally up to you. You'll be able to take immediate action. Your action today is, what is it I do already that produces my best clients? So start to look for the clues, start to pay attention. That old saying, if you're not tracking what works, you can't do more of what works. So let's figure out what is it that's working and how can we double down on it and really amplify the results. I'm excited to hear the conversation that comes out of this. Again, we will be chatting it up in the Amplify Your Success community. You are welcome to join us there as well. It's absolutely free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Whatever you do, though, make a commitment. Find that unique profit amplifier. Double down on it. I can't wait to hear the big breakthroughs you have from using this technique in your business. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.